The famous Hawa Mahal was all set for a busy season. It's a favorite among foreign tourists who were expected to throng these storied monuments of Rajasthan in western India. But now these rooms and hotel lobbies are empty during peak season, plunging the struggling industry into further uncertainty and heavy losses.
Tourism and the businesses dependent on it will not pick up pace until foreign tourists come and inbound tourism starts properly. Even today, the situation is such that the tourist rush is only felt on weekends and the hotels lie vacant on weekdays.
India reopened its borders last week for the first time since the pandemic began in March 2020. But new restrictions and testing requirements for inbound travellers, fueled by fears over the Omicron variant, means many have stayed away. In 2019, tourism accounted for almost 7% of India's GDP and 40 million jobs. Much of this income was generated by foreign visitors. But last year, as borders remained closed to most travellers, the industry lost nearly 75% of its annual revenue. Vinod's food store in the heart of New Delhi was once bustling with international customers. Today, small businesses like his are struggling to survive.
Business has been down, but I had hope after there were signs that international flights were resuming. We thought people will start frequenting markets and business will pick up. But with Omicron, I don't know how long we'll have to wait before situation improves.
Many states, including New Delhi, which has one of the highest number of Omicron cases, have limited gatherings till the end of the year. Some states have imposed night curfews and strict testing requirements for travellers. The prospect of a muted Christmas and New Year means the long-awaited recovery for the travel and hospitality industry has been put on hold. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.